We will call the conference committee of the third special session to order and open up a public hearing on House Bill 4055. Is there anyone in the audience or in attendance that wants to testify on House Bill 4055? Enter and sign in, please.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Mark Nelson. I represent the Oregon Judges Association. I believe some amendments are being copied and prepared for you now, and I did sign up. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, in House Bill 4055, there is a provision, a section which would remove the second salary increase for judges effective, that would have been, would be effective July 1 of this year. There was a similar bill, Senate Bill 1023, which was just recently moved out of the Senate committee and to the Senate floor, doing exactly that, removing the salary. That bill was just defeated in the Senate by, I think, a vote of 19-9. We would ask that you consider removing this provision in this section or in this bill. Oregon judges have not received a salary increase since 1997. You approved a salary increase during the last legislative session. That salary increase brings them to 40th in the country in terms of their rankings. In other words, they're 10 from the bottom in terms of their average salary. Again, we understand in this bill that there is a desire to try to cut elected official salaries to make it clear to the public that we are, in fact, going through a recession. We maintain, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, that the judges have in the past not received salary increases. This was a catch-up which was sorely needed. We think they have paid the price, and we think there is support for removing them from this bill.
Any questions for Mr. Nelson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any, Jeanette?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Jeanette Holman. I'm the Assistant Director of the Division of State Lands. I have written testimony that Jim is passing out, so I only want to hit a couple of highlights. My primary concern is to make sure I'm understanding what your intent with this is. We aren't taking a position on the bill, but I do want to make sure that I'm clear and the division is clear on the actual language. In the written testimony, the items on the first page are things that I want to make sure I'm understanding right. First, that the time for distributing the monies is at the discretion of the land board. It's my understanding that that's in to allow them as much flexibility as possible to do this when we can realize a gain rather than a loss on the liquidation of the investments. The second item is that it's our understanding that this portion of the distribution will come from statutory sources, not including the unclaimed property funds, that it's from all the other statutory sources, and that if it's not possible for the land board to make its regular distribution based on its existing formula, we are to go back to the revenue committees during session and report. And finally, the other thing I want to make sure you understand is that this is our distribution formula is based on the value of the Common School Fund on December 31st, 2001. And the only other thing I would like to alert you to is we were unable to determine whether the distribution that we're making now is going to realize enough gain to not have to dip into the $17.7 million. So we may already have to dip into it. So with that, I'd answer questions if you have any, but I suspect you just want to go home.
Any questions for Ms. Holman? Thank you, Jeanette.
Thank you.
Anyone else in attendance want to testify on House Bill 4055? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing and open a work session for the third special session conference committee on House Bill 4055. Rick?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, member of the committee. You have in front of you the C-28 amendments. Let me briefly outline to you what those amendments do. It changes the amount of the transfer to the state school fund for certain grants. Causes a distribution from the common school fund of $17.7 million. It eliminates vacant positions in certain state agencies by position number. The amendment will also increase the amount of lottery bonds for the Southern Oregon State University library account from $5 million to $10 million. And that's it.
Any questions for staff from the committee? Thank you, Rick.
Mr. Chairman.
Chair will entertain them. Yes.
I would move the C-28 amendments to House Bill 4055.
Senator Hannon has moved the C-28 amendments to House Bill 4055. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I'm just curious about the addressing the C-12 amendments. Can that come afterwards, or
I don't even know where these amendments come from. I mean, I know they're submitted by Mr. Nelson. We're going to talk about those in a minute. In a minute.
Okay.
Right now, we're talking about the
C-28. I understand that, but I just wonder how that affects this. Okay. All right.
I don't think there's a fair question. I don't think there's any overlap or any impact. I think they're two separate issues. Any further questions? Any discussion? Any objections to moving the C-28 amendments into House Bill 4055? Seeing none, so ordered. Chair would like to call Mr. Nelson to the witness stand. Greetings again, sir.
Good evening.
Question, where do these come from?
Mr. Chairman, I represent the Oregon Judges Association, and there are amendments that we asked to be drafted that reflects their position in trying to protect that salary increase, which goes into effect on Monday, July 1.
I understand the subject matter, and I know Legislative Council drafted them. My question is, it's my understanding that unless you have permission from either the Speaker or the Senate President, that amendments aren't drafted. Did these come from either the Senate President or the Speaker?
Mr. Chairman, I'd have to ask Mr. Linden. I believe they were at the request of Representative Williams.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Bill Linden, representing the Oregon Judges Association. Yes, Representative Williams requested these amendments several days ago.
Several days ago. That may explain one of the reasons the Speaker put the kibosh on members asking for amendments. Nonetheless, let's discuss this a little bit. One of my concerns in the disappropriation bill, which this committee will be taking up in a few moments, is that we do disappropriate the $1.2 million from the judges' salaries. Now, that's fine as far as it goes, but make a wild assumption that perhaps that bill isn't signed within the next 22 and a half hours. Those salaries will automatically go into effect. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, the salaries are not affected by the disappropriation bill. The money to fund them is the issue in that bill. Salaries are only in the bill in front of you right now, 4055.
In other words, Mr. Chairman, the if you remove this section of the bill, their salaries would remain the same. The Judicial Department, assuming that your disappropriation bill goes through and you disappropriate the $1.2 million, the department would have to come up with the money to pay for those salaries.
That's not my understanding of what is intended. But I do have another question. This legislature has approved 6 additional judges. What would happen to their salaries, assuming under 5091, that the money was available and then these elected positions are then filled? Would they be entitled to the salary increase?
Mr. Chairman, the salary for the new positions would be determined by whatever the law was on the date they assume office. So whatever is in the statute as far as their salaries on that day they assume office is what they earn.
Okay, so that they would be covered by these as well.
That is correct.
Any members have any additional questions? Why don't you hang close? I mean, I have a great deal of empathy for your amendments. I just haven't seen them before. And I'm not inclined, unless the speaker is watching, to introduce amendments into a bill that I haven't seen before that I don't think leadership knows anything about.
Mr. Chairman, in the last hour, we were somewhat occupied with Senate Bill 1023, which dealt with this very same issue. And I understand the lateness of presenting the amendments to this committee. We came from Senate lobby down here as quickly as we could.
Yeah, you've had them for a couple days.
No. I just received these from Representative Williams before the hearing started tonight.
Mr. Chairman, I think this issue has been, I know, discussed with you and with the Speaker and with many others, with Representative Shetterly and Williams, and I know it's been a constant discussion. Having these amendments, we literally just received them.
Rick, do you think the passage of inclusion and passage of these amendments and passage of 4055 would have any impact on the drafting of 5091?
Well, Mr. Chair, I'm not sure how to answer that question. There is the one, as you said, there is the $1.2 million disappropriation in 5091. If that bill is to be modified, we're looking at several hours delay in getting that through while new paperwork is done.
Mr. Chairman, I should say we are not asking for you to remove the disappropriation in that bill.
Let me just say that where I come from, we have certain words for this kind of stuff. But out of courtesy, I'm going to recess the committee for 2 minutes.